With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve kept its benchmark interest rate unchanged and signaled that it still expects to cut rates twice this year. The Fed also now expects the economy to grow more slowly this year and next than it did 3 months ago. It also expects the unemployment rate to tick a bit higher to 4.4%. Policymakers also expecting inflation will pick up slightly by the end of this year. A UN official reports that an Israeli strike has killed one staffer and wounded five others at a UN guest house in the Gaza Strip.
The head of the UN Office for Project Services, Jorge Moreira da Silva, spoke to reporters but declined to say who had carried out the strike. He said that the explosive ordnance was dropped or fired and the blast was not accidental or related to any demining activity. Da Silva added strikes had hit near the compound on Monday and struck it directly on Tuesday and again on Wednesday when the staffer was killed. He said the agency had contacted the Israeli military after the first strike and confirmed that it was aware of the location. I'm Charles Delathesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, on the economic front, some good news for American grocery shoppers.
The Department of Agriculture says the wholesale price for a dozen white eggs this week is $4.15, down from $6.85 last week. Prices have now fallen for 3 weeks in a row. For many, egg prices have come to be emblematic of the sky-high prices for everyday commodities faced by American households. Prices soared amid massive government spending under President Biden. Lingering high prices have left many wondering whether and how quickly President Trump's new economic policies may solve the problem. Bob Agner reporting.
The Dow ahead 250 points, the Nasdaq adding 204. This is SRN News. CNN honors a transgender influencer. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
Dylan Mulvaney is a man who is living as a woman. He came to prominence 2 years ago when Bud Light used him to advertise its product, sparking a nationwide grassroots boycott that cost the company millions of dollars in revenue and led to the firing of three top executives. Last week, CNN honored Mulvaney as its Game Changer of the Week, airing an in-depth interview with him highlighting a new book that he's promoting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates and other liberal groups are complaining that it's too difficult for underage girls to get abortions without their parents' knowledge. Since 2022, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, but seven of those states still require girls under the age of 18 to get consent from or notify a parent before having an abortion. This is SRN News. The Trump administration directs the Department of Homeland Security to end language translation services for those calling about their immigration or employment status or their benefits.
The move follows the president's March 1st order making English the official language of the United States. The administration says the reason is twofold. The cancellation of the contract with a translation service provider saves over $580,000. The English-only requirement encourages people to learn English. The president's order said, quote, speaking English not only opens doors economically, but it helps newcomers engage in their communities, participate in national traditions, and give back to our society, end quote. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Dust storms and at least two brush fires have descended on New Mexico. The National Weather Service pushed emergency alerts to cell phones, a warning of zero visibility, road conditions, and adverse health consequences. More details at SRNnews.com.